across your pounds. Trying to balance this life like symphony, but it's made of 100 sounds. You're supposed to want the best for me. Why would you try to bring me down? I had 99 pounds like Jay-Z, but you're making it 100 now. I was just sitting in the back of the bus.
Independent presidential aspirant Reverend Dr. Given Katutamwela has described the proposed Electoral Process Amendment Bill of 2026 as undemocratic and a scheme aimed at reverting the country to a one-party state. Panos has intensified its efforts ahead of the 2026 elections, advising journalists to broaden their frame of reference on governance. Commission of Zambia ECZ for attempting to amend a law that has not adversely affected the people or the country. Speaking during the political podcast on Power FM, she accused ECZ chairperson Mwangala Zanomis of being manipulated by the executive to enact electoral laws designed to curtail the constitutional rights of Zambians. The Chiengi Member of Parliament expressed disappointment in Mrs. Zanomis, stating that she has failed to meet the expectations of women, as her appointment was an opportunity to showcase women's capabilities in key governance roles. Reverend Dr. Katutamwela described the management of the ECZ under Mrs. Zanomis as shameful to women. She further reminded the United Party for National Development, UPND, that it ascended to power under the very Electoral Act, which she emphasized requires no amendments.
That is meant to usher in dictatorship. What is surprising is that the current government won elections with the same laws that we have, the Electoral Act. But it's very saddening to see that this current regime suddenly wants to take us back to a one-party participatory. I say so because the way they are coming up with the so-called bills, abuse to thwart the the constitutional rights of the many Zambians.
Right.
It's very disappointing that to see an educated lawyer like my elder sister, Madame Zalomis, to just throw away her high credentials, whom people have held in high, in a very high esteem in the law fraternity and just in the society. She's one of the people I used to admire so much. If she's watching me, she'll agree.
Panos Institute, Southern Africa, has called on journalists to take a leading role in simplifying the accurate reporting on Zambia's constitutional and electoral reforms ahead of the August 2026 general elections. Speaking at the opening of a three-day media training workshop in Lusaka, Panos Executive Director Vusu Muzi Sifik said the country is in a critical period following the enactment of Constitutional Amendment Act No. 13 of 2025 and ongoing reforms to the Electoral Process Act. Mr. Sifik said with processes such as the delimitation of constituencies underway and preparations for the 2026 polls progressing, the media must ensure citizens fully understand the changes and their implications. He stressed that journalists have a duty to simplify complex legal terms and make information accessible to all citizens, including the poor and marginalized. Mr. Sifik noted that well-informed journalists are better positioned to hold decision-makers accountable, warning that ignorance in the media can undermine democracy.
So as we are organizing, as we are getting ready for the election, I'm sure you will agree with me that the media has an important role to play, and that is why we thought it important for us to organize this media training workshop. We know that as journalists, you have undergone training. We are not here professing that we know it all, that we are experts, but we believe in knowledge sharing. We believe in exchange of ideas, and we hope that through this workshop, we are going to get to a place where we can better tell the stories of the constitutional and electoral reform.
And a representative from BBC Media Action, Mutuna Chanda, said mainstream media remains critical despite growing competition from social media platforms. Mr. Chanda said while unverified narratives often circulate online, citizens still rely on established media institutions for accurate and factual information. He emphasized that journalists must stay abreast of constitutional amendments and propose changes to the Electoral Process Act in order to provide credible coverage ahead of the elections.
For the media, it is extremely important to sort of keep yourselves abreast with the developments that have happened. The constitution has been amended. There is an amendment process that is happening right now with regards to the Electoral Process Act. So it's important for you as journalists to keep everybody else informed to be abreast of these developments. And this is why Panos is holding this training.
In a separate development, Livingston Electoral Officer Sambo Kawirira is urging all eligible Zambians to actively participate in the inspection of the Provisional Register of Voters ahead of the August 13, 2026 general election. Ms. Kawirira stated that the Electoral Commission concluded mass voter registration on November 29, 2020, adding that 1,708,405 new voters to the existing over 7 million, bringing the total records in the provisional register to 8,087,000. She explained that the next step is for the public to inspect the register in an exercise running from the 2nd of March to the 8th of March. The final specification of the 2026 voter register is expected to be completed by April 30th, 2026. Ms. Kawirira emphasized that safeguarding voter information privacy is critical to election credibility and urged political parties, civil society organizations, and community leaders to mobilize citizens to verify and confirm their details. She added that the inspection and deputation exercise